Hello, everybody. Thank you, Taylor. That was amazing. My name is Emily Pierman, and I'm going to be graduating this May from UC Berkeley with a degree in integrative biology. And I'm originally from Long Beach, California, and I'm going to be returning to SoCal this summer to take my MCAT and then see where God leads me from there. I remember being in a state of excitement and shock when I first found myself coming to school at UC Berkeley. And I didn't really know what I was doing here. I was just kind of thrown into this crazy jungle. I was like, where am I? And more importantly, I had no idea what God was doing in this transition. And I had no idea what role or if any role God played in this whole college experience. And I think looking back, I had this idea that when you go to college, God kind of just puts his work in your life on pause and waits until you graduate. And then once you have this degree, he'll use you and he'll lead you. Because, I mean, you're just like going to school and studying. Like, what does God really do with that? And fortunately, he proved me very wrong. And I am so glad he did. And I'm so grateful to be able to look back on my college experience and just see his agency and his faithfulness and all the ways that he has shaped me and transformed my heart and softened it towards him. So God's faithfulness, when I look back, it started day one when my parents came and we parked right here outside the church, and Nick and Monica and Danny, who were the college interns at the time, greeted us and were like, okay, so you're coming to Focus, right? And I'm like, okay, my first friends might be here. And my dorm happened to be in Beverly Cleary, which is next door. It's literally next door. And on top of that, my desk was by the window that looked out into the Calvin Room, which is where all the community dinners happen and all the festivities. And so if I was maybe too shy to go to the event, or if I forgot about it or was too lazy, I would be at my desk and I would like see everybody having fun. I'm like, crud, like, I have to go. So then I'll just cross, leave my door, and there I was. And that definitely happened a couple of times. I don't think I've told Nick that. God literally shoved Focus into my life, whether I was willing to receive it or not. And I'm so glad he did, because freshman year was unexpectedly tough and lonely. And I don't know what I was expecting it to be when I was coming here, but it was crazy, and I found myself feeling alone and not knowing what I was doing, and on top of everything else, I was homesick. And then at home, my parents decided to get a divorce all of a sudden, and I just felt like the carpet had been kind of pulled out from under my feet, and I had the wind knocked out of me, and I was just like, where's my stability? I just felt my stability was just crumbling away, and God really came through that, and he showed me his faithfulness and his love and power just through the community that he had provided me with. And I just remember Monica spent hours after hours just like listening to me talk. Like, that was like over half of what I needed at the time. And Nick would take me to coffee and just like encourage me. I've never been encouraged like that before. And I was just like, I don't know how to take this much encouragement. And for the first time I had friends that would pray for me and pray for what I was going through. And it was just so great to know that I could go to this Bible study and I could tell people it was on my heart and they would pray for me. And I don't know, it was like a community I've never experienced before. And as I continued through college, God's faithfulness continued and he continued to work in me and teach me his love and faithfulness. And the summer after my sophomore year, after Nick's quite forceful proposal, I became a summer camp counselor at Mount Hermon. And it was a wonderful summer where I was forced to rely on God because I was leading these girls and I had no idea what I was doing. I'm not a theology major and they're just asking these questions and I don't know how to answer them. And it was God doing the work that summer, and I just learned to rely on him and let him work in my life. And I was able to witness his love and his power as he transformed these girls week after week. I was continually amazed. And I was addicted to seeing that. It was so, he became so real when you do that. And so I came back here and I was like, I have to keep doing this. And so I was able to get involved with Joel and with the junior high ministries. And I'm still working with these wonderful junior high girls who I've watched just grow every week. I see how God is working in their lives and transforming them and how he's faithful to them. And I see them become these dedicated women. And it's just such an amazing thing to see. And honestly, I tell them, the girls sometimes, I'm here because I'm selfish. And like, when I'm with you, I feel God closer than ever. And like, thank you guys for that. And so it's just amazing to look back on college and just realize like, oh my gosh, he was so faithful to me the whole time, regardless of if I was faithful to him. And so the one thing, one of the main things that I am realizing looking back on my past and that I've learned is that I need to rely on God and I need to trust in him alone for my stability and my identity and my validation in this crazy world where people are telling you it's your job, it's your degree, it's who you're with, it's who you know, that's where your validity is. And I have to step back and realize, like, no, it's in God. And a verse that I was reminded of when I was thinking of my speech was Matthew 7, 24 through 25, where Jesus says, "Everyone who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock, and the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock." And we hear this verse a ton growing up in the church, but I just couldn't hear it enough, and I've just been meditating on it so much recently, and it's just so close to my heart. And as I transition into this time of great unknown, I have to remind myself that my stability and my rock is not what job or my plans that I have, and it's not my degree from Berkeley, but it's on God. And to rely on anything else would be like building my house on the sand, you know? And I don't want my house to crumble. So, you know, jobs will fail you and plans will fall through, and you have to be ready for that. And so as I look back in my life, it helps to just see God's faithfulness, and it's encouraging, and I know that he will continue his faithfulness and his good work, and it really puts me at peace at this time. So thank you, guys.